I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger. Pleasure to be here with you. And a little bit later on the show, Ivy Slater is here. And she's going to tell us how to conquer your fear of money. That's right, cha-ching. Today's reminder from me to you. I love reminders, don't you? I really do. I can start my day off because it gives me something to think about and focus on. And as you know, intention is a pretty powerful thing. So today's reminder from me to you is to celebrate one thing every day. Here's the deal. Our lives become richer and more fulfilling. And when that happens, our entire perspective shifts. It's an energy thing, right? And we see that life itself, the simple fact of being here, is a cause for celebration. So it's all about choice, isn't it? We can choose to celebrate that the true self is capable of bringing constant love and support. We have the ability to recognize that the spiritual core of every human being, that is freedom, love, joy, is at our core. And in a world today that is weighed down by many stimulus and many burdens, that's the most uplifting truth we can follow. Our spiritual core is freedom, love, and joy. I offer you a thought to contemplate today and bring it up periodically to remind yourself. Every day, I accept the incredible gift of being here. Peter Santos said, our freedom lies in remaining open continuously, not only to life's changes, but also to the divine light within us and others. Well, when we come back, Ivy is here to talk about business success. She's going to give us tips we haven't heard before, so stick around. You're going to want to hear it. And welcome to Dare to Dream. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. As promised, I have got Ivy Slater waiting in the sidelines. She's a professionally certified business coach, speaker, author, and podcast host. After owning and operating a seven-figure printing business, Ivy started Slater Success Coaching, now in its 10th year, and that company focuses on developing great leaders and facilitating business growth and expansion. Ivy holds masterminds and retreats with her private client base and corporate training on communication and strategic planning. She speaks nationwide on the topics of leadership, money, and sales. You can find her at SlaterSuccessCoaching.com. Ivy Slater, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. It's exciting. I'm thrilled to be here and exciting a chance to have a chance to chat with you.
Me too. I'm so looking forward to our conversation on money and success. I want to start off by something that your book is based on and something that you teach to the people out in the world, fear of money. So you talk about conquering a fear of money. What actually is the fear of money?
People get caught up in their head. The second you start talking about money, we have all these like stop signs that go up. And it stops us in our tracks if we're talking about, and it's so funny. It's like people hide. It's like, oh, do you know what? We'll talk about going shopping, right, amongst women. Oh, but nobody will ever say what they spent or what their shoes cost, right? We will talk about investing in our businesses, but nobody will ever actually talk about, well, what does that look like? And why would you do that? And what is the investment return? It's like, people, you know, in this, there's very often debt. And for some reason, debt is a bad word. I don't understand why. To me, when we look at, you know, debt and business, we're looking at investing in our business is business growth. Hmm. Newer businesses only have several avenues available to them to invest and grow and scale. Those avenues are very often not the big banks that we had when in my early days of starting businesses. So you have to roll with what you have. And what we have is very often credit cards to buy our first website. You know, what we have is credit lines within our personal or our own personal investment or raising capital from family and friends to get going.
This is
amazing. Debt, or is this actually investing in a company? It doesn't matter how big or small your company is. Companies grow and scale based on investment. If you are at a business that, if we look at Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola wants to buy a water, right? They now want to represent water and they have a water. And I'm not going to go into many brand things here, but they had to raise capital, or find capital to then go buy whatever water company. Why is that bad? That's not debt. That's investment.
Right. 100%. That's really big. So you're talking about the positivity. I want to go back to the fear. So what does fear of money look like in somebody's world, or how does it manifest in someone's world?
Fear of money looks like finding all the reasons we can't do something, all the reasons things stop us. Well, if I could only have this, I would be successful. Hmm. Well, if I didn't have this, I can do this. It's like, well, what's that about? Well, why can't you have this now? What would it look like? How do you create a strategic plan around that and make things happen? So I look at fear is all the things that stop us. I'll take it into a different tangent here for a second. We were talking about flying planes and skydiving the other day, just the average conversation over breakfast. Okay. And this is something, okay, that would bring out natural fear. So my son has skydived. I, as a young woman in my teens and early 20s, really wanted to skydive and I never did it. Okay. So now at this stage in life, having grown kids, would I skydive? Would I jump out of a plane? And somebody else at the lunch breakfast table was talking about, I'm interested at this point in my life. I'm like, you know, in my enjoyment years, I want to learn how to fly a plane. And somebody else said, are you crazy? I'd be scared to death. Why would you do that? Somebody else said, why would you ever jump out of a plane? Gee, would I be fearful doing this now? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be scared out of my mind, whether I do it or not, right? Uh-huh. Actually doing that, I'm going to be scared no matter what. Now, the question is, will that fear stop me from taking the action? Will it propel me through it?
Oh, boy, that is super clear. I really, really get it. So I want to take what you just said about fear stopping. So this is not a positive fear, like don't go down the alley. This is like there's opportunities here, but I'm constantly blocking myself. And what's these blocks are standing between me and money, me and success. So what patterns, Ivy, do you see people in general or your clients specifically repeatedly do that sabotages their business and their sales and creates lack?
So fear gets in our way of taking action. Okay. When we're willing to work through the fear, and I'm not going to say throw it away. I'm not going to say hit it, you know, bat it down. Okay. Fear is fear. You know what? I'm going to tell you, whether I ever jump out of a plane or not, I'm going to be terrified. That's a given. Okay. Standing at that open door, even on attached to it, a professional.
I'm going to have to push you out.
I'm not an idiot. I'm going to be terrified.
I would be too.
Okay. Now the question is, if my son who has done it before and has an interest in doing it again said, hey mom, would this be something you do with me? Would that desire to do something with my son propel me through that? So is the desire for the end result strong enough? Will the desire propel me through the steps to receive the result? So in business, I talk to people about knowing their numbers, looking at their numbers. Most people want to hide from it. They don't like to look at it. Well, for me, that's information. It's insight. If I know this information, I could then take the actions to move something further along that's important to me. Is it important to me?
It makes sense. I just want to say on behalf of people that is a lot for, or they have a resistance towards. I also think it's a lot of work. You know, in a time when we have so much to contend with, it's sort of like writing down your food every day and then, you know, calculating it. It's like, it's kind of the last thing I want to do. Same thing with money, writing it down, looking at numbers. I'm just wondering for people that's a blockage, is there a way that they can create ease around that so they can actually do that system?
Yeah. Love the question. And thank you for asking that, because I'm the bubble chart girl. I'm not the Excel girl. I'm not the QuickBooks girl. Okay. I'm the bubble chart girl. I'm a dancer at heart. Okay. So what I do and how I do things are with a creative bubble chart. Be that as it may, I don't run my own QuickBooks. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a bookkeeper. I still know I keep a simple sheet that gives me on the front of my desk that says, gee, it is June, July, August, September, whatever month it is, right? When you're listening to this, that I want to create a sales goal based on fact and information to reach this milestone. And every time I make a sale, maybe I sell a book for $20. Great. I wrote down I sold $20. And I write it down and I say, thank you. And I'm grateful for that. In the same way, I'm not looking at high quality finance. I'm not that woman. I never took a business class in my life. I've run very successful businesses based on just keeping it simple. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you from my office in New York City. You know, what is the overhead of running this office? How much does it cost me each month? If I don't know that, right? Do we know what our rent or our mortgages are? You know, what do we know? This is information of a quick scan of going online to your bank, and you can go, you know, 1 through 10, total up the 10 key numbers. And that's the base knowledge. I'm not looking up, well, I went to this and it cost me $3.54. And no. But we could still know our numbers, our big pictures, the broad strokes, because in this, we could make the decisions that keep us in action and keep us in growth mode, as long as that growth mode is in integrity to the life you want to live and is giving you back your joy and is all in alignment. The numbers are just information. It's information. Right. If you and I want to go on vacation, I know what I could spend. Why do I have to put it on a credit card? I can make a plan.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you for addressing that. I really appreciate it. And that's very fair. And I appreciate that you're making it simpler. It doesn't have to be all the minutia, but it can be the items that are going to impact how we move forward in our life and business or not. So we are aware. I do love awareness. So you're talking about the manifestation of fear. And before we move to what sustainable success looks like, are there any other fears or sabotage patterns that you see?
I think the sabotage patterns are driven from the fear. So as soon as we get close to taking that step out of the plane, and it could be the going up, taking off, right? And now you have this parachute on, and now we're in tandem with somebody, and you're looking outside, and you're like, you know what? I have to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to jump. I don't feel well. I'm not going to jump. It's a cloudy day. I'm not going to jump. I envision doing this when I would do this, this, and that, and it's not in alignment. So, today's not the day, right? So we find things to stop us. And this self-sabotage keeps us safe. It keeps us comfortable. It keeps us in our comfort zone. It keeps us in our safety net. There's nothing wrong with being safe. And by the way, I'm not telling you guys to jump out of planes either. And I'm not telling you I will or I will not. That's still up for debate based on my son. Be willing to be and see and be raw, R-A-W, right? Because in that authentically to yourself, and when you're willing to look in the mirror before you put makeup on, before you put the under eye concealer, when you just wake up and say, can I play full out this way? And that releases I'm never going to tell you the fear is going to go away. It's how are you willing to show up knowing it's going to be there? And what's important to you on the other side of it is stronger. And so when we go to self-sabotage, we're willing to take the glasses off and see it for what it is. And say, you know what? Yeah, my stomach's upset. I'm about to jump out of a plane. I'm scared to death. I wouldn't be home if my stomach wasn't upset.
That's great. I can really relate to this. And I appreciate how you're saying fear doesn't necessarily have to go away. I experience that intimately when I get up on stage to speak often. It's really uncomfortable. I have a lot of concerns and fear and stuff comes up. And then the moment, honestly, when they say my name and I'm walking through an audience or onto stage, everything shifts. It's like, of course I'm meant to be here. Bring it. Give me that mic. I can't explain it. But if I gave my power over to that illusion of fear, honestly, I'd never do anything. But because I know enough that it is giving me false information, trying to protect me clearly, but it's false information because the truth is I got this. The truth is I'm good at this and it's where I'm supposed to be. So I do it anyway. Powerful, powerful. We're going to head to break. And when we come back, we will be talking about some target marketing with women and success, as well as how can we create some strategy for sustainable success. Were you listening to Dare to Dream Radio? You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Ivy Slater, author of Conquering Your Fear of Money. So Ivy, your target market is women. 90% of your client base is women. And one of the areas you focus on is women stepping into their value and owning their worth. I want to take a breath on that right now. I want to say it again, because this is important. Women and their value. Women and owning their worth. Amen, sister. So, how does a woman today learn to her core what her true inherent value and worth is? Is there a process that allows her to know, truly know who she is and what she deserves?
Oh, goodness. I wish I could tell you there was a three-step formula. You do this and you do this and you do this. You know, step one, step two, step three. I'm going to say there is not. Okay. I do know that women do consistently undervalue. It doesn't matter where the clients are, where they've come to me, and it doesn't matter if they're business owners/entrepreneurs or if they're in corporate. The one consistency is GID. Let's talk about what I'm charging or what I'm earning. So I just started working with a brand new attorney firm. Founder is a woman. The first thing we looked at is how much money she's leaving on the table because she's undervaluing and under, right? She's like, oh. And so I had her keep a log for a week, and it was eye-opening when we did the numbers. Same thing with, oh my goodness, I just watched a video of, you know, one of my favorite, Judge Judy. Judge Judy, when she first, you know, got famous 22 years ago, was my next door neighbor.
Ah, how cool.
Okay. And in the video, she was talking, a segment she did with Megyn Kelly just recently. And she talked about negotiation. And I'm like, go Judy. And she's like, well, I came to the station, and she goes, I had my number. And they're like, well, we have our number to talk. And she's like, talk? Why are we talking? Here's my number. She's like, and they're like, well, we sat down to negotiate with you. And she's like, why are we negotiating? And it was just a perception of like, right, why are we consistently negotiating? Why are we consistently willing to back down on our value and our worth? We price things, and, you know, I don't remember walking into Bloomingdale's and saying, oh, I like that pocketbook, those shoes, that blouse. I see it's listed here. I'm going to offer you this. Where do you want to get started in the negotiation?
Right.
They're not doing that. Why are we as business owners?
There you go. A little business soundtrack there for you to go along with this. But it's so true, isn't it? There are so many places you go. And, you know, and I want to address this in a different way. So what you're saying is very interesting, how we devalue, how we leave money on the table. I've also seen it when I have had people come to me. Oh boy, I'm going to say something that's probably going to piss off women, but I'm going to say it because this is my experience. I'm an entrepreneur. Out into the world, I'm a media expert. I'm a visibility expert. It's what I do. It's also what my programs are about. I have clients that I help. I coach how to write a book and a page turner. I have a program that takes people's books to international bestseller guaranteed. And I have clients that come on board, monthly retainer, and I book them on radio and podcasts. I have had the experience of people coming to me and trying to negotiate. And they're insane negotiations, by the way. They're not even something you could entertain. Something like, oh, why don't you do my book launch? And I'll give you a percentage of the royalties. Mwahaha. Are you serious? Because you're basically offering me nothing. Royalties are very little money that an author gets every month, unless you're running a campaign on sales. But still, that is nothing you can offer somebody. Nobody would take it. And I have other offers like that. And here's the part that's going to piss off people. I work a lot with men. I have women clients, 100%. I often work with men or high-end women because they get the value of what I provide. And when they hear about it, they get excited and they make a decision and they're in. These are the people I like to work with because based on their understanding what the energy they're giving me through money, the energy I return in a great service and a guaranteed service works really well. So for people who don't get that, who are just undervaluing themselves, not understanding what they should charge, very painful. How can somebody instead successfully build that or have a confidence muscle?
I love that you use the word muscle because there's a direct correlation. So if hypothetically we haven't been to the gym in a year, okay? And we showed up and said, gee, I'm going to use 25-pound weights. And our body is ready for 3-pound weights. And from 3-pound weights, we can go to 5-pound weights. From 5-pound weights, we can then use the 8-pound weights. Building the confidence muscle is along the same philosophy. It's baby steps. Pick up the 3-pound weight. So have you looked at the prices you charge? And are they in alignment, right? Are you, let's look at the big stores, right? Are you selling your stuff under Walmart pricing? Gee, Walmart can sell those prices because they're buying in bulk. You're not selling in bulk.
True.
So, start with baby steps here. Start with the 3-pound weight and the 5-pound weight. Take a look at the prices you charge. Take a look at where you are in the marketplace. Even when I had my printing company, okay, I did not want to be the cheapest person around. Okay. I delivered high value, high quality. And people were like, well, I could buy it cheaper. And I said, yes. And what are the problems you've had? They're like, oh, well, it wasn't delivered on time and the colors were off. And I was like, okay, great. Would you like to talk about your, you know, having it delivered on time or ahead of schedule based on our lead time, as well as having a quality product or a quality project that we were delivering for our clients that then you can be proud. So when the CEO has that, or when their sales team has it, they are producing the results. I said, that's why we will take care of. That's how we work. Would you like to get started? And that was with printing. It hasn't changed. I don't want to be the cheapest person around. I don't give, you know, I'm going to use a cultural word, so I'm going to shift that. I'm not going to be the dollar store.
Yes. You know, my coach, I have a business coach, and he says, you provide quality, Debbie. You don't provide discount services. And I love that. You know, I want to be that person that's known. And it doesn't mean that I'm the highest in what I do either at all. But I am the best at what I do, and I know that. And it should be reflected in what I'm paid. I'll tell you something interesting. It'd be interesting to hear your feedback. There is somebody by the name of Dr. Gary Douglas. Gary Douglas. He runs Access Consciousness, and he's phenomenal. And he has these one-on-one coaching sessions with people. And it was difficult for him to sit through one after the other after the other. And he thought to himself, what is it going to take for me to do this? Because I'm not wanting to show up anymore. And he thought, $1,000. Mm-hmm. If I get paid $1,000 an hour, I'll want to show up. And he said that out loud, and people paid it and started coming. And then that started to get tweaked for him and the little wonky. And he said, okay, now what is it going to take? And he upped his prices again. And guess what? Oh, people pay it. So he delivers something that is awesome, and they know it. They'll be changed when they leave. That he gets from them something that is worth his while to be there to offer that service. And I always held that idea, like, what money, what number is it going to be worth it for me to do this with you? That's how I came up with my hourly rate. And it's changed everything.
Right. And, you know, when I work with clients, I want to look at what, first of all, I'm a strong believer of having a great life, and our businesses we create, our careers we're building, to be in support of a great life. And to me, it's one. So if you're creating a business that financially is beating you down and has you miserable, maybe we should take a step back and scratch our head. You know, what is bringing us joy and giving us a life of fulfillment? And that's where the business model should be approached from. And then the price structure supports that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we love our work. Our clients value the investment in the work we do and deliver. My clients are investing not in me. My clients are investing in themselves and their growth. I'm the conduit for that.
They invest in themselves and their growth. That is so big, because then they can really keep their eye on the ROI. I didn't mean that to be a rhyme, but that just worked out. Keep your eye on their ROI because they are the apex of that formula. So we are going to go to a break, and I'm loving this conversation. I think it's so important about being present and moving forward to grow our business. We are going to talk about sustainable success. So stick around so you can keep learning more about what you can do to conquer any money concerns or business success concerns. Listen, subscribe to Dare to Dream. You could find us, gosh, we're on 22 outlets. So iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube, you name it. Tune in, just find us. And here's the deal. Subscribe to us and leave a review. If you're listening to the show, leave a review so others want to listen too. And by the way, it counts. It can really bump us up in the podcast sites. And we appreciate that. Give to us. I'm giving to you every week. I love you. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Debbie Dashinger here on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Ivy Slater, the CEO of Slater Success, where she advises C-suite executives and upper-level managers to create clear strategies that provide instant impact in their sales teams and on their bottom line. So we keep promising this, Ivy, and a little teaser, but we're going to give it to them. Strategies to sustainable success. What is sustainable success, and how do we create that with our business?
Sustainability and sustainable success is to me created by consistency. And, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, conquering your fear of money. I truly have this thing about looking at our numbers, and numbers are not just money. So if we look at our numbers and the actions we're taking, and we're, you know, let's go back to the gym analogy we talked about earlier. If I did, you know, 8 squats, then I have to do 8 squats again and again and again to get stronger, right? Sustainability is what builds strength. Sustainability is what gives us growth. So it's committing to specific actions and committing to them, not occasionally, that's not a commitment, committing to them with a consistency. Mm-hmm. So when you commit and you continue to follow through and you have that consistency, that's where you're going to see the long-term results and the sustainable results and the sustainable success.
Okay. So you're talking about profitability, right? And that mm-hmm. it's a mindset to get there. So I'm going to give you a quote, and I'd like to hear your feedback, what you think of it. And it's a quote I've heard, and that's, wealth isn't about having a lot of money. It's about having a lot of options. Do you feel like that's true and that there's validity there or not?
I 100% agree with it. And I would probably say options would be, for me, I would replace the word options to opportunities, because wealth is not about having a lot of money. To me, you have your happiness, you have your health, you are wealthy. Money is a tool. It is not the end result at all. So wealth to me is not about money. I also believe that wealth is about opportunity and about being willing to see opportunity. So for success is defined as consistent opportunity followed through with consistent action. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And wealth is the result of, wow, what happens? You know, opportunity is everywhere. It's not a cliche. It is. I, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, walking in and getting my coffee at Starbucks this morning on my way walking to work here in New York, mm-hmm. there was opportunity in places. Are we willing to take our blinders off and actually see it? Who's the person standing next to you adding the cream to their coffee?
That's interesting. I never think about that.
Are you willing to be that open? You know, I had a meeting in my office this morning, and the meeting came from the person sitting in the office next to me. And it was just, we've gotten to know each other. And it's like, now what business opportunity is here? Are we willing to be open to it? Or am I just going, walking to my office, closing the door and putting my head down and going to work?
Right. Huge. So wealth isn't about having a lot of money. It's about having a lot of opportunities. And what I also hear you saying is, keep your head up, be open and aware of opportunities. And I also heard you earlier talking about developing relationship, nurturing relationship. You're not necessarily jumping and going, hi, I see you're putting cream in your coffee. Great, here's my card. You're actually showing up as a human being to connect with another human being. And at times, over time, that nurturance creates relationship. Yes?
Relationship is to me the equivalent of wealth.
I agree. Yeah. My whole business is built on it.
My whole business and my business before this has been built on relationship. everything I value in my life is built on relationship. You know, it goes back in the stories from client stories that I might have shared today, right? To the stories about, you know, would I go skydiving with my son? Would I do it because I still want to skydive? It could be an interesting thing to do, but it's the value of the relationship and doing it with my son that would drive me to do it. The success in my business and my businesses and my lives over these years has been based on of putting relationship as the highest value commodity, and what it is to invest in that, give deposits. Before we jumped on for this interview, I did a connection between my husband and some guy who's in my networking group, and it had nothing to do with business. It's that they have a similar hobby, and I was like, oh my goodness, they're both gonna be at the same place this weekend on this hobby at this event. They're gonna have the best time. They have to meet. Do we know what business can come from that? Who knows who? But it's the value of, oh, they should meet. There's a relationship. They have a commonality. I want to give forward to that.
Beautiful. Love it. So many ways to operate. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And I ask you, do you want to be a published author this year? And if so, apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Listen, the chapters are selling out. So if you want to be a best-selling published author, you're going to want to go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution, launched a guaranteed international bestseller, book video trailer, global press release. You'll be interviewed on podcasts and more. This is about writing a story, a personal story about an experience from a time that you went through that was probably a trial, and the outcome included transformation. So go there. Very excited that this is happening. Become a published author this year. DebbieD.net/anthology. And we will be right back.
What is LinkedIn, and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critic's picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Welcome back. Speaking with Ivy Slater, this is Debbie Dashinger. She's at SlaterSuccessCoaching.com. Last part here, a couple of questions. I really want to know first from you, Ivy. This is Dare to Dream. So what are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I love that question. I love this question. So a couple of things that I am daring to dream. One, I'm writing book number two this summer. And I never thought, so for me, that's dreaming really big, because before I wrote my first book, I swore I would never write a book. So this is a big deal for somebody who swore and promised the world this, no way I'm ever writing a book, to actually not just lumber through it, but be excited to sit down and do book number two this summer. That's one thing. My core values is very much tied to my family. My why is very much tied to my family. And I have grown kids, and I have one living on each coast, one in New York and one in LA. And I declared several years ago when my son went out to LA, and also a USC graduate, Debbie.
Woo-hoo!
Go Trojans. that I would start building business out in California. And I spent 4 weeks living in LA this winter, and I anticipate doing the same, possibly longer, next winter, from a place of not being open and seeing possibilities and daring to dream that I can have a business that is international and that is bi-coastal, and I could create a lifestyle for myself that fits my core values.
And family and international business. Fantastic. And right here at the end, Ivy, so conquering our fear of money, I'm going to go back to where we started. Do you have a very quick client story, a success story? You could tell us what it was like at inception, a tip or two about what they used and what they're like right now.
Okay. Great little story here. Clients that I met about 4.5-5 years ago came to me that very, on the outside, they looked very successful. They're an interior design firm, two partners. They had just finished $1 million renovation. They were about to be published in Interior Design Magazine, had the cover and a 10-page spread. Financially, they were out of business, and they were both pregnant due 6 weeks apart. Husband said, close down. And they said, no. In the work we've done together, they have been consistent in their actions. They know and look at their numbers, all their numbers, including the financials, as well as the actions, as well as the numbers in their teams, the numbers in their estimates and proposals and the people they're meeting, the whole package. And they are... goodness, they paid off 100% of their investment into the company. I'm not going to say debt. They've paid off 100%. Their investment is zero. They both take a lovely salary. They have doubled their team and are about to hire again. They passed the $1 million mark in 2017 and are continuously growing and scaling and in alignment with two moms who have the heartfelt and do not lose a skip a beat being a mom either.
Yay. Oh, I love that they turned that around. They didn't shut it down. Ha ha ha, husbands. And they had their baby and they're thriving. And that's awesome. Did their numbers, really paid attention, and what a coach you are. Ivy, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance today on Dare to Dream.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy to be with you.
I end today's show with this quote from Ayn Rand. Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Natasha Che, the founder of Soundwise. Natasha is a personal growth leader, teacher, writer, who writes about the creative process. She's a real mover shaker out there. You're going to want to tune in. Again, subscribe to my podcast channel and my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. If you need media visibility expertise, putting together a page-turner book, taking your book to guaranteed international bestseller, or getting booked on media interviews, come see me, DebbieDashinger.com. Thanks for tuning in to Dare to Dream.
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget. Life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.